It's an early summer, Sunday late afternoon. You've been my pastor for years, and we've been meeting for our special Sunday school for some time now. During these special meetings, you've taught me how to be a woman, how to serve and sexually please a man. But this Sunday will be our last. I'm getting married this very evening. This is my graduation ceremony. The Sunday services are over, and the congregants have left to enjoy the rest of their day. You and I meet at the entrance to the cabin. I'm no longer the innocent, blushing virgin. I have transformed into a sophisticated and responsible woman. I've gained confidence and a deep understanding of how to submit and pleasure a man. And I've learned what it means to be pleasured and what it means to be fairly disciplined. By the end of today, I will have pleased two men, multiple times. You, my dear pastor, and my betrothed. As we enter the church classroom that we have come to know well, it is filled with vases and vases of coral roses for this auspicious occasion. I can't help but wickedly grin because I find this romantic, but also a reminder that I'm no longer 18 and innocent, equating romance as red roses and white lace. The soft morning light fills the room for this sexual church service. There is a scent of organic freshness in the air. You gently close the door behind us, and there is a sense of sweetness, fondness, and melancholy. We both know that today I will be given away. You give me a first kiss. It is the same first kiss you ever gave me. It's a simple get to know you peck, our lips barely touching. It is followed by a second kiss with half open mouths, tongues just grazing each other, still shy like the very first time. And a third kiss, a kiss familiar to lovers. Because it is our last time together, there is a building urgency and a need to make every act of pleasure from kissing to fucking memorable. Today must be seared into our memories. As I was instructed, I am wearing my wedding dress. White, of course. It is of my own design and handcrafted with elegant fleur-de-lis details all around the skirt. You, my sweet pastor, instructed me to wear my wedding dress because you wanted to be the first man to see how beautiful I looked in it. And you were going to fuck me while I am still wearing it. After greeting me, you swiftly stand behind me, holding me close to you. You tell me there's a tradition for brides on their wedding day. This is modified, though. You tell me there's a proper bride, and she should have something old, something big, something new, and something blue. You tell me that it would be your honor as my Sunday school teacher and pastor to fulfill this tradition for me. While you continue holding me close, you whisper something sweet in my ear. You tell me that you are proud of the way I have become a genuine person, a beautiful, fully realized woman, and of the confidence I've gained. You tell me that when you watch me from the pew with a full erection this evening as I say my vows, you will beam with pride. And you switch to my left ear to whisper something nasty. You tell me that you will always remember the first time I got on my knees to pleasure you. How quickly I learned exactly the way a proper pastor loves to have his cock sucked. How I both sucked you and stroked you at the same time. How I found that sensitive special groove right under the head of your cock that is as sensitive as my clit. You tell me that I never looked more beautiful than the first time you came in my mouth and we shared a cum-filled kiss. You present me with the first gift. Still standing behind me, you hand me a small, neatly gift-wrapped box over my shoulders. You explain, "It's your something new. It's an antique cross on a necklace." With a deft motion of your hands, you unzip my dress and let it fall off my shoulders. It makes a soft, rustling sound. You unclasp the necklace and place it around my neck. You tell me that you want me to have this because the cross fits perfectly between the valley of my breasts. You tell me to wear it tonight. It will remind me that God wants me to continue this experience of pleasure. It will also remind me of all the many times that my pastor spilled his seed between my breasts, making them a beautiful sticky mess. Taking a few moments, you gently massage my breasts, caress my nipples over my bra, and give them a gentle but firm pinch. You want me to have the feeling of your hands on me, even after you're gone. I thank you for the wonderful gift, and you neatly zip up my beautiful wedding dress. My pussy is soaked. We kiss again, and as I thank you, I feel your hard cock pressed against me. I often find myself thinking of your cock during the church service, and I think to myself how worthy it is of worship. You tell me it's time for my next gift, something big. You reach down to present me with a large package. Again, I find it neatly wrapped. As I tear into it, I find a wonderfully constructed wooden box made by a master craftsman with a simple lock. You hand me the key, and with fingers shivering, I open the top to find two items. A broad smile reflexively appears on my face. I find a green vibrator and a flesh-colored dildo, a set of sex toys for my own pleasure. Using your commanding, deep, and sensuous tone, you tell me to listen carefully to you. This is important advice from your pastor. You tell me there will be times that my husband may not be interested in receiving or giving pleasure. You tell me this is normal, and not to take it personally or as a sign that I'm not a beautiful woman. You continue with your marriage advice. Often men want what is new to them most. And when they can have what they want freely and easily as they wish, they may not partake as much as I wish. You don't want me to feel badly when this happens. Marriage is long, and desires can wax and wane, but you want me to still feel pleasure. Guiding me to the edge of the bed, you motion for me to lift my dress up, take off my panties, and sit with legs open. You can't help but smile when you see my freshly shaved pussy. You instruct me to take, first, the vibrator. I obey. You show me how to turn it on and off. You tell me it is green because green is your favorite color. You also show me that on one side, the word pastor is inscribed. Over the years, I have learned that you don't need to be called sir or daddy. Your minister to my sexual needs, and you're known to me simply as pastor. You tell me that for the times when I'm alone but still feel desire, lust, and the need to be satisfied, think of my big cocked pastor and use this vibrator. The vibrator is meant to help me. I can sense you will be happy, knowing that even though I'm not with you, part of you is still inside me. You turn the toy to its lowest setting and gently tease around my pussy, letting my body feel the sensations of a vibrator for the first time. Putting just the tip inside me, You see my sweet, slippery pussy coat the green vibrator shaft. I squeal with delight. You gently fuck me, watching the vibrator become one with my pussy, with each gentle stroke, back and forth. As I get closer to coming, you turn the toy off and once again stand in front of me. I squint my eyes at you with a playfully frustrated glance and breathe loudly in desire. You grin, but patiently tell me that there will be times when a vibrator will not meet my needs fully. And when this happens, you tell me that this dildo is here for me. I touch it and feel almost the real quality of the large cock shaft and balls. I also let out an audible sigh as I see the inscribed words, "The Big Cock of God." You tell me this is for when I need to feel the religious feeling that accompanies an orgasm. It's for when I need to feel close to God. With my new dildo in hand, you begin teasing me with a large head. My pussy feels full and like I'm really getting fucked. You gently dip and bury the shaft halfway down into my pussy as I utter these words. I welcome the big cock of God into my cunt. Thank you for this gift I have received from you, Pastor. Because there's so much to explore, you don't want me to come yet. Allowing me to catch my breath, you tell me it is time for my next gift, something blue. You reach down and hand me a second small box that is also neatly wrapped. You can hear my breathing has also quickened. With shaking fingers, I neatly remove the wrapping paper and open another small box. Inside, I find a special pair of blue panties that mirror the color of my eyes. I squeal with delight as you tell me that I will wear these tonight to tantalize my groom. But I will also wear them now so you can easily fuck me without having to take my elaborate wedding dress off. Your hands slide down my body and lift my dress up just enough for you to remove the lovely panties I already have on. Unable to resist the urge, you nuzzle my freshly shaved pussy and take in the feeling of my wetness on your chin and cheeks. Although I can't see you because you are under my dress, I hear you repeat a simple prayer. Dear God, thank you for this gift I'm about to receive, and please allow this beautiful bride to enjoy a lifetime of lust and physical relief, a lifetime of orgasms. Amen. Because you are so familiar with my pussy, you give it the much-needed attention I've been craving since we entered our familiar churchy cottage retreat. The dress creates a canopy and allows me to focus just on how my pastor is pleasuring my cunt with his mouth. You tell me that my cunt has never tasted so good, and I sway with pleasure. After enjoying me for a few minutes, you help me into my new panties. They're light blue with a bow on top from a very high-end boutique. But they also are crotchless, allowing you to eventually fuck me without having to take them off. You tell me that my pussy looks like a work of art, beautifully framed, both adorable and sexy. I sigh with delight and desire, and you slide out from under my wedding dress, your face glazed with my nectar. I kiss my pussy liquids off your face, but first mindful to say our special prayer. God, thank you for this gift I'm about to receive. Amen. Knowing that we both love to receive and give pleasure, and this will be our last Sunday school, you lay me back on the bed. You begin sliding my dress into place. You start taking off your pants and boxer briefs at the same time. We find ourselves in a 69. You are so full of desire that your mouth returns to my cunt and instinctively move your hips like a slow piston as my mouth milks your cock. Building up steam, you begin to fuck my face while my mouth acts as a suction, providing resistance with each upstroke. The desire from years of Sunday school is coming to a crescendo as we pleasure each other for the last time, enjoying every lustful moment. Not wanting either of us to come, you slide off my greedy mouth and you sit at the edge of the bed, mindful of not getting my pristine wedding dress ruffled, ripped, or messy. I lower myself onto you. Your cock quickly finds my pussy wet and eager for fucking. We kiss. Because of my wedding dress is so bulky, neither of us can see the lascivious sight of your cock and my pussy meeting and working with each other. The arousal is heightened because of what I'm wearing and the fact that you will be officiating my wedding in a few hours. We fuck. We fuck. We fuck. I can hear the wet sounds and the flesh slapping against flesh. In the flash of a moment, you stand at the edge of the bed. We've done this before, and I know how to quickly wrap my legs around your waist as you fuck me while standing up. I circle my arms around your neck, and for minutes, as I'm suspended midair, your cock is working deeper and deeper into my aching cunt with each and every thrust. I lift myself higher onto you so I can bounce up and down on my pastor's big, thick cock. The best fuck of my life from this man of God. You are able to hold on for a few moments while we fuck dance in midair. It's magical. Gently lowering me onto the bed, I find myself on my back, but you twirl your finger slightly with that teacher's instructory glance. I know what that means. You want me in your favorite position. And I can never deny my fucking pastor. On my hands and knees, I offer my ass up in the air, but you cannot see it because of the bulky wedding dress. You gently lift up the dress, like raising a curtain, and find my wet pussy framed in my new crotchless panties. I can't see. Behind me, I hear you offering your prayer. Dear God, thank you for this cunt I'm about to receive. You fuck me faster. You fuck even though I should not let you. Your big cock pulls me open and you sink fully into my pussy. I can hear the slap, slap, slap of flesh meeting flesh with each of your pumps. You are fucking me and I am praying. The orgasm builds and I can feel your cock slick with my juices. Holding onto my hips, you pound me harder, the hardest you have ever fucked me. And you tell me you want me to be sore so that I will remember this fucking while walking down the aisle. And I come like I never have before, shaking and crying and laughing. Hours later, at the altar, you tell me in front of the whole congregation how lovely of a bride I have become, and you give me a subtle wink. Your cum is still in my pussy.